News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's been a busy February at the Blinn College campuses in Bryan, and President Sylvia McMullen is on the phone as we're visiting the latest information. This is regarding an economic impact study that was presented to the Board of Trustees last night, and the subject of a couple of presentations, one in Brenham and one earlier today in Bryan. And let's just go into some basic information first. Why come up with an economic impact study?
Bill, thank you very much. The economic impact shows what kind of impact that Blinn College has, not only in what they do in faculty salaries and how those dollars turn over in the area, but also what that means when you are preparing students to go into the workforce.
And had something like this ever been done before?
Yes, there was a study done about 4 years ago, and this year's impact shows a $60 million increase to about $345 million, over 21% increase compared to the one that was done 4 years ago.
And are those numbers for the entire Blinn District or just for Bryan?
Those numbers are for the entire Blinn District. Brazos County campuses actually contribute about $247 million out of that $345 to the total service area. We service about 44 school districts in this area. We have four campuses in Bryan, Brenham, Schulenburg, and Sealy. And Bryan contributes about $247 million of that to that. It's equal to 0.7% of the region's gross regional product.
And how's that $247 million broken down?
That is literally broken down with a payroll that is, we have 858 full-time and part-time faculty and staff with an annual payroll of about $34.1 million. The college itself spends about $17 million in goods and services, and the net impact of the payroll and expenses adds about $39 million to the regional economy. And then we actually have calculated in part of that what our students contribute in apartments and utilities and all of the things that they do when they come to the area and actually spend their dollars in this area.
Visiting with Sylvia McMullen, the president of Blinn College's Brazos County campuses, again, an economic impact study has been completed and has been presented to the Board of Trustees, and a couple of public presentations and background information you'll be able to read online at WTAW.com. I'm looking through the executive summary, and I see a lot of detailed information as it applies to how Blinn has a contribution to things like social perspective and taxpayer perspective. I don't recall ever seeing economic impact study go drill that deep into these types of areas.
Well, typically, economic impact studies really just study the, you know, what the dollars are and what how they turn over in the community. We ask for a more in-depth study as part of our master planning effort in preparation for what we are doing for the future of the Brazos County campuses. This gives us a real gauge of the impact that is occurring, not only just in dollars and cents, but also what's occurring as a result of Blinn College being located here.
In fact, let's review just for a moment what happened last week. The Board of Trustees came up to Bryan for a special meeting, and I perhaps best described as some short-term solutions, and really very, very short-term solutions to deal with the continued growth in Bryan.
Yes, we've had growth that has ranged in the 3 to 4% area for a number of years. We've grown 31% since 2006. We know that we will continue to grow, and we probably cannot build a building fast enough to actually address that. So we are looking at both short-term, which means the fall of 2014 and the fall of 2015, and then we are looking at long-term goals for what we need to reach out in 5 to 7 years. And we've had a master planning group, Boca Powell, that has been working with us on a design for what that will look like over the next several years. So we're very excited. These are exciting times for Blinn College.
In fact, one of the points of emphasis last week was that they're not through with the planning process. You only have the next year or so taken care of.
That's correct. We know what we will have to do for the fall of 2014, and in large part this always has to do with what is occurring at A&M, the driving force being that their enrollment increases, our enrollment increases. We are a destination. 75% of our student population comes from 238 different zip codes. That is different than most junior colleges, community colleges in the state of Texas. So we are very fortunate to have continued growth and expansion, but we have to plan in facilities to be able to handle the numbers of students that are coming this direction.
And what kind of goosebumps did you get when the Boca Powell representative talked about Blinn having the number one transfer rate in the United States?
That is a very, very exciting thing for Blinn College. To be able to be number one in transfer in the state of Texas is an amazing thing. To actually be the number one transfer in the United States is something that for all of us gives us great pride that we are preparing our students to be college ready for four-year institutions, and that's the goal. We have outstanding faculty. They are the assets that we use to prepare our students. So I'm very proud and very pleased to be a part of Blinn College at such an exciting time.
Finishing up with a little more depth, if you would, you touched on a little bit how this economic impact information is going to assist in the master plan process. Is this enough information? Is this too much information? How pleased are you and the other administrators and the Board of Trustees by having all this stuff?
Well, I don't think we can have too much information. Information is what drives our programs. Looking at the data helps drive us in student success. We've determined three strategic priorities, one in student success, one in the development of our human capital, and one in what we do in our community enhancement. All three of those are the things that we will be focusing on, and this report provides us information that we can use to more fine-tune what we are going to do in our programs, how we're going to help our students succeed, and what we're going to do to enhance our community. So I think the information is tremendous for us and comes at a very opportune time for us in our planning process.
And for those of us who like digging into numbers, particularly as far as dollars and volume of employees and students and those other things, it really gives tangible evidence of not only academically what is going on, but also the impact that it does have, Brian, perhaps specifically, but certainly Brazos County for sure.
It does. The report, addresses the whole service area that Blinn College services, and obviously to be able to look at this in depth will guide many of our programs that we will do in the future. Will also guide us in what we things that we need to change, things that we need to add, things that we need to take away, those kinds of things and those decisions that we will make as we master plan out the next future. Many of the decisions that we're making now are 100-year decisions. They're decisions that will last far beyond my lifetime or any of the administrators that are here now, but this information will help guide those decisions for the next 100 years.
And again, the information is online at WTAW.com. Thanks again to Dr. Sylvia McMullen, the president of the Blinn College campus here in Bryan, as you listen to News Talk 1620 WTAW.